A soft blanket of sound settled over the open, hilly country, woven from the buzz of insects hidden in the fields, the birds lost in the distant canopy, and the palm fronds and mango leaves rustling in the light breeze. And that was good. As quiet as the hunters were, and they were very quiet, they welcomed anything that helped cover their approach. They were well out of the trees now, having emerged from the cool, green forest into an open country of tall, dry grass and stunted, straggling brush. The land rolled away in a long series of hills like the swells of the sea. There was no relief from the sun now as it beat down on the fields and on all of Hispaniola, on all of the Spanish Main, without respite or mercy. But the hunters were used to that.
"No, no, 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 no," I mutter, stumbling around the room. The sirens are growing louder. Faint blue and red lights begin dancing across the walls. I return to Mr. Parker's body. Only a few hours ago, this guy was talking to me at the bar. He was asking for my help with something, something that he said would help me understand the trouble we were both in. He was reaching for the inside pocket of his blazer. I step closer, careful not to slip again on the blood around his feet, and shove my hand into the breast pocket of his blazer. My fingers close on something. A piece of paper. I quickly pull it from his pocket. There's the sound of screeching tires as the cop cars skid to a halt outside in the drive. Stuffing the piece of paper in my back pocket, I race to the stairs, taking them two at a time as they gently curve to the upper floor. I have no idea where I'm going. My only impulse is to get away.
"Having a good day?"
Cassie asked. Jack popped up from beneath the desk and lifted his goggles, revealing his reptilian eyes.
"I've almost got this ready to go. Once it is working, I can finish the repairs on the boost suit in a few days."
His tongue flicked.
"I'm sorry it took so long. The suit just dropped into our laps, and you haven't even been able to use it."
Cassie waved a hand.
"It's not a big deal, Jack. Without you, it'd just be a hole-filled outfit. I knew it'd take us a while to get the nano-stitcher. It's not like they sell those in corner stores."
"I just know how much it'll improve your combat abilities,"
Jack insisted.
"This is a much better and safer idea than taking Ambrosia."